This week's parsha is the parasha of the spies, the Meraglim. You know something? It's the story of our lives. You can process anything any way you want to. You can experience anything any way you want to. Rashi brings the drasha of Chazal, the pasuk. Vayelchu, they went. Vayavo, they came. They had an agenda. They knew what they were looking for, and they saw it. They found it. Any situation, any person, for that matter, any object, can be viewed through any lens, and that will determine what you're going to see. Eretz Yisrael, this was the promised land. Klal Yisrael knew one day they're going there. And all the years of enslavement. And then the entire period of the plagues, the Makkos. They knew they were headed there. This legend. Yes, the spies went and they acknowledged it was Zavas Cholovudvash. They saw fruit there of a size they had never seen before. It was surreal. Yeah, true, but. What do you mean, true, but? The place is surreal. It means nothing to you. What you determine is important, and what's trivial, what is indicative, and what is open for translation. The land is special. They happened to come there when there were funerals. How do you translate that? For people that had witnessed the miracles, the splitting of the sea, they attained prophecy. They heard Anochi v'lo yiyeh from the mouth of Hashem. Stop and think, maybe there's a plan here. No, Eretz Ocheles Ushveil, people die here all the time. You can choose to process anything any way you want to. It's true for the bad, and take advantage of it. It's so important for the good. There are people that go through all of life and never stop complaining. Whatever they have is not good enough. Of course, difficulties are unbearable. And there are others that go through life, and they find it so exciting. Their experiences are different. This is true for any situation on earth. Where I grew up, all the adults were survivors. There were few grandparents that anyone had. Parents were all survivors. They'd gone to the camps. There's no way that any of us can judge them, be critical of them. I mean, no human beings should ever have to be subjected to anything like that. Which is so interesting. No one came away just so. There are those who came away and said, "Where was God?" And others came away with an emunah that was just unshakable. No, they didn't understand everything. They saw their own survival as miracle and felt the hand of Hashem all the time. Questions? He's a little bigger than us. How is it that people experience the same? Now, what word to use? The dictionary doesn't have a word that's bad enough to describe what they went through, what they saw, what they experienced. One can find Hashem and one can. It was a funny thing. First astronaut up in space. If you studied some history, I'm still from the old country, the old school where it was current events. It wasn't the Americans. It was Yuri Gagarin, the Russian. And what did he say? "I was up there and I couldn't find God." And years later, when three astronauts circled the moon, they read from Bereishis. They saw the wonders of Hashem. No, they weren't Jewish. How is it when you go out there and you see how beautiful the earth is from afar, with no obstructions? I mean, you see the stars, get a good look at our galaxy, the beauty of the moon from up close. For some, it's breathtaking. It's so unbelievable. It's got the Creator's fingerprints all over it. And for someone else, he's not there. Well, it depends on where you're coming from. Life is all about choosing. Listen here, none of us is perfect. We all have our shortcomings. But we all have strengths. Whom do you write off as a failure? And in whom do you see greatness? And that's choice. Everyone's got greatness. And everyone's got issues. All right, we all have issues. What do you focus on? It's up to you. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the sign of greatness is Ish Kefi Mahalalo. He brings the pasuk. One who can see greatness in others is great. One who only finds the faults in others is faulty. What are you looking for? You got to be open and honest and objective. And not just look to see what you wanted to see. There's so much more going on than what you want to see. You got an agenda? You'll always find a way to back it up. You can prove anything. If you just want to focus on those things that prove the thing you wanted to prove in the first place. You want to find the truth? You got to absorb everything and make a rational decision and rise above your bias. You want to be happy in life? Why are you focusing on misery? You want truth? You got to see everything. Getting back to the Parsha, you're in Eretz Yisrael. Get it right. This is the place Hashem made for us. Don't allow yourself to get caught up on trivia. This place is surreal. Every stone is filled with the history of the Jewish nation. This is the land where Hashem spoke to the prophets. This was the place where Jews had a Beis HaMikdash and brought sacrifices when they did Averis, sort of by accident, I guess out of negligence. This is the place where the Jew grows naturally. Implant yourself here. Watch yourself grow. See your neshama blossom. Don't waste this experience on complaining. That's the land. And the Jews See the greatness in everyone around you. We got to believe in one another. We got to believe in every Jew. And have the confidence that if we only reach them correctly, they too will come alive. Their souls too will blossom. Sure, there are many layers covering the neshamas. At the core, every Jew is great, and there are signs of it all the time. Learn to see things right. That's the lesson of this week's parsha. See things as they are. Drop your agenda. See what a difference it makes.